If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Stop complaining. Stop walking around work like a loser. Enough already. It's one game. It's the first game. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. This is New York City, right? We're supposed to be tough, no? We're supposed to be better than everybody else. We're supposed to be a place that's resilient, can deal with tough times. Come on, yo. It's wild, corny. It's off brand. Pick yourselves up. Be happy. Memorial Day weekend. You're in the Eastern Conference Finals, game two in the Garden tomorrow. I did this last night. I did the therapy session last night. And you know what I think helps me? I'm not a Knicks fan. So I went to sleep last night, nice and cozy. Woke up, I wasn't devastated. Woke up, I wasn't even thinking about that. I'm thinking about what I'm going to do this weekend. I'm thinking about the Yankee game and if they were going to get the Yankee game in. And I'm not going to hold you. We're going to talk plenty of Yankees tonight. Because there's a lot of good to talk about with the New York Yankees. But I first have to address the Knicks and Knicks fans. You know, I had a friend who used to have this quote in her bio, and I didn't understand it until, you know, I lived it and I talked to her about it, and I'm like, that's a good quote. And the quote was, embarrass yourself, it builds character. Everybody wants to be the man. Everybody wants to be cool. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Well, the Knicks embarrassed themselves. Everybody was walking around in their cool vintage Knicks hats and jerseys and swag, and now that didn't look so cool today. Everybody had a plan and a party in the Garden to go up 1-0. Yeah, look at us. We're going to the finals. Whoop! Two hands around the throat. It's a choke. Overtime, can't get it done. Down 0-1. So what? Now, I'm not telling you that you shouldn't be worried, but I don't think the worry that we're getting right now is appropriate. It's the first game, and even some of the comparisons. Like, yeah, we compared it last night to Game 5 of the World Series, but the Yankees got gentlemen swept. The Yankees were facing elimination. The Knicks are not facing elimination. They got to get beat three more times. And you know what? All of the talking about officials and refs, like, I'm surprised at you, Knicks fans. That's what the Pistons were doing when, you know, Tim Hardaway got fouled and it didn't get called. They're saying, hey, the refs. You know better. So talking about a goaltend or missed calls. You shouldn't need that when you're up 17, 14, 12, 5, 3, 1 in your own place. If you're scared, cop out. If you're scared, cash out. If you're scared, don't watch. Quit on your team. But belief is needed right now. I've been saying that this whole way. And I can't tell you to act like you've been there because clearly you haven't. Maybe some of the OGs, maybe some of the older Knicks fans know, hey, we've only just begun. This is the beginning of a good-ass series. 888-808-1019. It's not supposed to go the way you think it's going to go. Even when you think it's over, it ain't over. Learn from it. And I know you don't get any minutes. I know you don't get to play. I'm talking about the Knicks. They're going to learn from it. They need adversity. They need to be punched in the face. They need to go down in the fight. They need to get a little dirty. They need to humble themselves. Because in the Garden, right, that's why I haven't played so great in the Garden. This playoff rounds, you know, this playoff run. Because in the Garden, they got the pomp and circumstance. In the Garden, the air that they pumped in there, I don't know, whatever air they pump in there, that air, it caught Halliburton's shot. It hung for 10 seconds and bloop. You know, but they start feeling themselves a little too much because there's so many celebrities and it's like the center of the universe. Middle of Manhattan, all eyes on the New York Knicks and history is made. And if you can go outside and bing bong and Knicks in four and do all that, man, keep that same energy. 888-808-1019. So I had to get that off my chest because it seems like we've been doing this every round, every series. And yep, that's an all-time bad performance. That is embarrassing. That is shameful. But what does it do? It puts you down a game. Didn't knock you out of the series. You got out of it healthy. And did you watch the game last night? The Knicks were the better team. I was actually surprised. When I was writing my open last night, I'm like, how did the Knicks end up getting out of the second round this year and get a matchup that might actually favor them more so than the first and second round? The Pacers are feeling themselves, and Halliburton is the clutch king. Now they're taking clutch player of the year away from Jalen Brunson. Now, all of a sudden, what the Hallie? Halliburton, Halle Berry. Now Halliburton is the most clutch player, and now they're glazing him. And I'm like, you know how quickly you could stop all that? Even up the series, and then go to Indiana, take that first game at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, where there will be no Ben Stiller. There will be no Spike Lee. There will be no Timothy Chalamet and Kylie Jenner and Jadakiss and Fat Joe and CeCe Sabathia. I mean, maybe they want to go because it's Eastern Conference Finals, but it's going to be a different environment there in Indiana. Go beat them in their building and take the series. Take home court advantage back. You guys watch basketball? I know you guys watch basketball. I watch basketball, but I'm not a Knicks fan. But I'm also not a hater. I'm not dumb. I do the show by myself. I don't have a co-host. You know, I have a different producer every night. I don't have anyone to bounce things off of. I haven't even built up the cachet or the credibility to just be this Knicks hater. And you know what? The Knicks never really did anything to me but hate on the Nets that I root for. And so what? I'm from Jersey. I picked the Nets. I'm from Jersey. The Knicks were bums. I had no reason to pick the Knicks. But now that the Knicks are good, stay down till you come up. I'm not hating on the Knicks. I'm not crying for you either. I'm talking to you like somebody on the outside. I'm talking to you like somebody that watches sports, that understands the first game doesn't win you a series. We've seen teams lose the first game and get gentlemen swept. Or we've seen teams win the first game and get the gentlemen sweep. We've seen teams win the first game and it doesn't mean anything. What if the Knicks rattle off the next four wins in a row? I think that's possible if you watch the game. Karl-Anthony Towns is shooting the three. Bang. Jalen Brunson had a 43-point game. It just got weird at the end. I know their head coach, Tibbs, Tom Thibodeau, he is watching that film and he's saying, never again. Nope, not making these mistakes again. Mitchell Robinson, get after it. Go ahead, let him loose. They want to hack a Mitch, so be it. All of you, 100 free throws. In practice, all of you, sink 100 free throws. Now more than ever, this is important. And let Indiana start feeling themselves. They've been in the city. You think they're not hearing all this? You think they're not seeing all this? Of course they are. They think they're the kings of New York now. I disagree. I just think that this Knicks team has been put together to be a championship caliber team, even when I did not believe in them. Even when I looked at them and said, not this year. They were forged through fire. They built their chemistry through playing a tough series against the bad boy wannabe Pistons, against the defending champion Celtics. And now we here, Eastern Conference Finals in the Garden. You're going to back down now? It's supposed to be a fight. It's supposed to be tough. 888-808-1019. You know, there's a team not losing right now in New York. And that team I am a fan of. And that team I'm super proud of. And it's funny because, you know, when we do Mets and Yankees, as we just came off the Subway Series, You know, you can be full-blown Yankee homer, Mets homer, one way or the other. It doesn't work the same with the Knicks. The Nets are a small percentage of fans in this city, and they have no one to blame but their own ownership and general manager and their own history for where they are. But as far as the Yankees go, man, I've got sunshine. When it's cold outside and rainy outside, I got the month of May. What a month of May for the New York Yankees. There's so much good to talk about with the Yankees. Excuse me if I do that for a 5-hour KM to AM. I'm on to 1 AM. Had to give Loogie that extra hour to talk to you, Knick fans. Loogie, positive Tommy, bang the drum of positivity. No biggie. But I'm going to talk to the Yankee universe tonight. All is right in the Yankee universe. Those NYY young boys are playing well. We're pitching well. And you know what? We do have the best player in the game, but we're not relying on him. We have the MVP, but we don't need him to save the day. The captain doesn't have to win every game for us. He just has to lead by example and be around. Cody Bellinger's hit streak just ended, but so what? He just went off. I mean, today I'm watching Carlos Rodon pitch, and I just am screaming at the TV, Carlos Rodon, look at this guy. He turned it around. Devin Williams, his season just started in the month of May. He turned it around. Luke Weaver, leave it to Weaver. Dream Weaver, Weavy Wonder, good to have him. Yorbit Vivas, welcome to the show. Won the game for us. I loved how they won that game today. I love how they won the game last night. Embrace the Martian. Walk it off. Fight. And I went to the game Tuesday, and they won that game. Ben Rice, homer. You know, Judge homered, his shortest homer of his illustrious career. And Volpe, right? As soon as you guys are ready to quit on Volpe or Dominguez or Rodon or Devin Williams, these guys keep fighting. Do you not see this is a good baseball team? Brian Cashman's on a heater right now because the guys that he picked, the guys that he put on this team, right, to get back to the World Series, they're playing their asses off. They're shining. And then the young guys that we're depending on, the young guys that are getting some run, even Peraza-Palooza today was up. Like, these young guys are playing like they belong. That's a great formula. That's a great combination. And we're going to talk about the Yankees winning these series in a row. We're going to talk about the Yankees now going to Colorado to face the Rockies. Place your bets. 888-808-1019. Let me sneak a call in before we get to a break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'm here all night. And like I can't do the moping around. I'm not a Knicks fan, so I'm not devastated. I'm not crushed. And I also don't understand you being that. Yes, it's embarrassing to lose a game like that you should have won 10 times out of 10. But so what? It doesn't ruin you. So what? It doesn't eliminate you. Maybe it'll motivate these guys. Don't quit on your team. Believe in the team. You got another game coming up tomorrow. And I know, I did this last night, right? Like I said. So I took all the therapy calls. I let people vent. We talked through all the little mistakes, the missed shots and the inbounds and the calls that weren't made. Whatever. Tip your cap, I said. Tip your cap to the Pacers and how they played. They started that game off beautifully, efficiently, not missing shots. They're a good team. They did this to the Bucks in game 5 of round 1. They did this to the Cavaliers in game 2 of round 2. They did it to the Knicks historically in game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, but it didn't win them anything. 888-808-1019. Jay is in Hawthorne, New Jersey. First up on the Fan. What's up, Jay?
Keith, what's going on, brother?
Locking in.
So, I think, honestly, I think Halliburton did us a favor, man, because if I'm the Knicks and I'm a New York fan, obviously I'm loving the ride that we're on right now. But I mean, we obviously got a great opportunity in a full series remaining to make him eat everything that happened at the end of that game last night. I feel like he had the great opportunity to do the Reggie Miller, and obviously we gave him the opportunity. We didn't handle business to close out that game, but I feel like he really did us a favor by just maybe waking us up. I mean, we got Hollywood for a minute. But, New York is, I think this series is going to be exactly what, we've had in the past with all these Indiana, New York series. And I wouldn't be surprised if it goes 7. I actually, as a Knicks fan, was saying it's going to go 7. But I wouldn't want it any other way. Like, I think that we have a great opportunity to make him eat his words. And he really said the right things, but I think just doing the Reggie Miller was enough. You know, his actions, his demeanor. And it just, like, I'm pretty sure I speak for all Knicks fans, but it just, it just irks the hell out of me. And I think he did us a favor by doing that. It should be a wake up.
We'll see how they respond, and that's what it's all about. Like, he may have done you a favor if that ignites some type of fire in the Knicks, where they come out now and they're pissed off. They're playing tougher. Man, I was looking at the box score last night, and I don't have it in front of me, but just watching the game, I'm like, defensively, the Knicks are better. They're stopping them. They're getting blocks. They're getting steals. They look like the tougher team. When I say they're forged through fire, they had a tougher first two series. The Pacers played the Bucks. Damian Lillard was compromised. The Pacers played the Cavaliers. Their whole team was hurt. Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter, who they acquired at the deadline from Atlanta to be that final piece, and then even Spider Mitchell. Like, they, I don't want to take anything away from them because they are deep, and you saw that. You saw off their bench Mathurin and Obi Toppin and TJ McConnell, and, I mean, Nesmith went hero ball last night. He went Super Saiyan last night. He went. I was talking last night out. Rami texted me, who was producing last night. Hey, you know, this is what time the show's going to start. And I'm like, I know. I'm not leaving my house until the Knicks game is, you know, fairly decided. The Pacers fouled Deuce McBride shooting a three. Then they fouled Karl Anthony Towns shooting a three. And the Knicks went up 12. And I left the crib. And by the time I got through the tunnel and was listening to Monica McNutt, I'm like, wait, what the hell happened? And when I came up here, shout out to Danny. And, you know, the other guy that works with Danny helping us keep this place clean, they were running through the hallway into the newsroom as I was running in to watch the final seconds. And we watched it all happen. We're like, what? Improbable. Impossible. Is that going to happen again? This kid's going to hit 6 of 7 threes and 20 of his 30 points are going to go down in the fourth. No, because now you're not going to take your foot off the gas. You're going to be on high alert. You learn from that. Each series, each game is its different story. It's its own entity, right? Get over it. It's one game. 888-808-1019. Ryan is in Hazlitt on the Fan. What's up, Ryan?
Yo, what's up, Keith? How are you? Long time.
Good. Thanks for calling. How are you?
Yeah. You know what? With this next series, it's just going to be attrition. You know, both of these teams, you know, they had to build their off season. They had to build their teams based upon beating either the Celtics or the Knicks or them, because they were the top teams. The Cavs came out of nowhere a little bit, but you know what? You know, Indiana beat them, you know, handily and everything else like that. It's all about staying healthy. You know,
they're experienced.
That's my thought process on it. Yeah.
Again, you tip your cap. They were in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. We can't, you know, and that's another thing, Ryan. So many people are like, oh, Knicks, they're favored to beat the Pacers. They're the higher seed. They're definitely beating the Pacers. Well, you got checked. You got humbled. You had to eat a whole slice of humble pie last night. And let's see how they respond to it.
Definitely, man. Yeah. You know what? So one of the biggest things that I saw was that they, you know, the Pacers were getting a little bit more offensive rebounds than, you know, you know what you've seen in the past from the Knicks teams. But you know what? That's something you can clean up very quickly just by, you know, transitioning, switching in the back. You know, but you know what? Overall, I'm pretty confident with it. You know what? They have to win 3 more games. You know, and then the Knicks just have to take one more. So,
yeah. You know. Thanks for the call, Ryan. The Knicks have to win 4 before the Pacers win 3. They can do that. I said Knicks in 6, and this still plays into my thoughts. I thought that the Pacers would get one in the Garden, not the first one. Definitely not while I was watching the game last night. And that was a hell of a game last night. The Knicks tied their franchise record with 69 points in the first half. They were hooping. They were balling. It looked like they were having fun. Man, when Karl Anthony Towns hit that three, and then he tapped my man that used to play for the Nets that does the taekwondo with the blonde dreads. Forget his name. He's only on the team to be an enforcer. Yes, James Johnson. Oh, he's real. I saw him at one of the Nets events. He rolled up with his whole entourage, and he's just got this meme mug on him like, don't mess with that guy. But I'm like, yo, they're playing and they're flowing and the Garden is behind them and they're not going to lose because, you know, how many minutes did, you know, Brunson get on the bench and even Cat, like it seemed late in that game, wow, they're going to beat them. They don't even need Brunson to close this out. And my thought watching the game was, hey, no matter what, if this stays close, they got the most clutch player in the league. He's going to close them out. And then they didn't need him, but then they put him back in the game and it messed some things up. So 888-808-1019. We're 20 minutes in. I'm going to take calls on the Knicks all night because this is WFAN. This is New York. This is your flagship station for New York Knicks conversation. So, like, if you got a take or something that you want to bring to the table, maybe something that you haven't heard today or something you want to express, call me up with it. But I'm also going to talk about the Yankees and the good that we're seeing out of the Bronx as the Yankees head on the road. And the Mets are coming back. And this is a huge homestand for a team that plays good at home, right? This is a huge homestand in front of your fans to quiet some of the noise. A huge homestand for Soto. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
About to watch OKC Minnesota. I think OKC wins again. If you were watching SGA get the MVP, and if you listen to his speech, a lot of emotion. He broke down talking about his girl, his wife, his, you know, mother of his child. And I mean, he's just a solid guy coming out of Canada, great player, seems very humble. And I just think there's a lot of emotion with the Thunder. He bought them all Rolexes, and you know, he's up for a massive extension, and he's going to make ridiculous money. And they're the number one seed, and I think they're going to carry that emotion from today, the celebration that they had today, into this game against Minnesota. Minnesota, you know, we'd like the storyline, right, of the Knicks to go through the Eastern Conference Finals and meet Minnesota and Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo in the finals, but Ant-Man, I think that's their only saving grace tonight. Julius Randle can't be your leading scorer. Well, he can. Not to knock Julius Randle. He's been phenomenal. But, like, Ant-Man, you are the star. You are the face. And everybody's got the camera on you right now. They're talking about you right now. But also, right, SGA, and I mentioned from Canada, and I could go on and on and on about, you know, the international darlings in the NBA and how the NBA is looking for their next American superstar. And in the Eastern Conference Finals, we have Jalen Brunson, we have Tyrese Halliburton, but they don't put them in the same category as Anthony Edwards. And all they say is Anthony Edwards doesn't want to be the face. But here we go, game two, Thunder up 1-0, coming up on ESPN. I'll have eyes on that. I will hit you guys with a bunch of little things from the Yankees, and we'll definitely talk Mets. But of course, like I said, it's WFAN. It's a rainy night. There's no games on, right? The Yankees played earlier. The Mets are off tonight. The Knicks are off tonight. But Knicks fans have probably been listening to the fans since I was on last night and wanting to, you know, call in and speak their piece and say what they got to say. Like, you know, the caller that was talking to me about Halliburton and the choke sign, I thought that was premature in the moment. Reggie Miller even said so much last night, but they got the win. I just thought that, you know, when he did that and we saw his foot on the line, I'm like, oh, he's going to pay for that one. Let's see how the Knicks respond. I think I've read some on WFAN social media, like Boomer and Gio were saying that the Knicks got to use that as bulletin board material. Sure, add it. You know, add it to the other, like, things. Like, you got this entire city behind you, this entire city mobbing in the street after you do get out of the second round, right? You got this whole fan base that's starved for this. And, you know, I was just talking to Zoo because Zoo wasn't old enough, and neither was I, but I know of it, obviously. But Zoo wasn't old enough to live through the Reggie Miller choke. And, of course, that 30 for 30 was on today. I watched a little bit of that and with Spike. And, man, I didn't realize back then, like, people blame Spike. He was in the papers. They were blaming Spike Lee for egging on Reggie.
It's crazy, bro. It really is. And like you said, you know, listen, I'm not, not only am I not old enough to remember it, I wasn't born. I was still like a year and a half away from being born. And the funny thing is my parents were at that game. And the only reason I've really, like, it's ingrained in my head is because when I was a little kid, and even now, when my mom, like, because I went over to my mom's house, we're watching a game last night, because, you know, my mom's a big Knicks fan, and she's sitting there, and she's talking about Reggie, and for 13 years until my dad passed away, all he would tell me is, oh, this game, Reggie Miller with the choke, I thought it was over, I'm walking out, it's guy, it's a threes, it's unbelievable, and I'm like, I'm just trying to process this moment. Of course, I watched the 30 for 30, I've seen it twice, three times maybe. I mean, that, to be fair to it, great, great documentary. That's the only reason I would watch it multiple times. But that last night, the choke, it didn't bring me to Reggie Miller. It brought something else out of me. It brought a new type of rage out of me, something that I haven't felt in years. Like, I'm talking, like, I mean, Mets World Series type of, like,
furious,
10 years plus.
Frustration.
And it's insane.
Irate. Just, how does lightning strike twice in the garden with the same team?
And it's even worse now. It's even worse now because you said it. It struck twice. The second time it happens, it's 30 years later, bro. 30 freaking years later, this guy does this. But you know what the reality is? He didn't win it on that shot. He looked like a fool in the moment. Yes, they got the win, but he still looked like a fool. And that wasn't it. That wasn't the dagger. That wasn't the win. So in reality, the way I processed that last night is that was one of the worst losses I've seen from any of my teams, maybe the worst outside of, actually, you know what, it's not the worst, game six of the NLCS in 06, that's the worst, but last night, that was absolutely horrific. That is what makes you angry. That's what makes you a sports fan, though. That's what gives you these wounds. That's what allows you to appreciate the great times. And you know what's one thing, as Knicks fans this postseason, we really haven't gone through? It's the hard times. And you know what, if you want to go win a championship, you need to have the hard times, because if you don't have those, then what are you going through? What are you just, you're going to cakewalk in? Somebody called in earlier, I think to Loogie, and said, or no, it was just to you, talking about feeling Hollywood. You know what? They were feeling Hollywood. The fans were feeling Hollywood. Hollywood was in the building. Even
Tracy Morgan, Ben Stiller, Timothy Chalamet, Larry David.
Hey, all the Oscars, all the MTV Awards, everything was sitting on that sideline last night, courtside. And you know what? They needed to get knocked down a peg. Everybody did. Us fans, the celebrity fans, the team, we all needed to feel it for a moment. You know, Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart doing all these podcasts, doing all these promoted podcasts, all these promoted interviews. It gets to a point where you need to take a step back and say, wow, we're only two rounds in. Let's keep enjoying this. Let's keep this momentum going. And last night they had a great chance to, but you know what? Another team that has done this three times as playoffs, come back from 7 points down in the final minute, three times in this playoffs. And I know you know this, Dad, but it was only one team ever before that did that, at least in the last 27 years, that has done since they started keeping that stat. So you have to give credit to the Pacers. You have to understand that they are hungry, hungry dogs the same way that the Knicks are to go and make it and win an NBA championship. So now that everybody knows that, now that everybody knows how good this team is, how many good wings they have, players that can absolutely put daggers in your heart. We haven't even seen Ben Mathurin do anything in this series. Right. Aaron Nemhard was a zero last night.
Correct.
Wait till those guys have moments. Siakam will have a 30-point game. Turner could have a 30-point game.
Turner was
those
on the
bench.
Those
can all still happen. This is a 7-game series. I said that coming in. Everybody wanted to talk about how great the Knicks got over the hump. They're here. No. This is still a real team, and whether or not you think they're better than them, they're playing their asses off, and they're the hottest team in the NBA right now that is not they're not allowing any of these games, even if they're tight, to be over. They are going to play to the final whistle the same way the Knicks have, but you know what? The Knicks needed to wake up and see that somebody else has the same grit, the same want, the same need to get to this championship and win it. It's about time they saw it, and I mean, tomorrow night, I feel very confident they're going to win. If they don't, it's a different story. But they're not going to not win. They're going to win tomorrow night. And when they do that, then we're going to see, in Game 3 in Indiana, we're going to see the most determined and the most, I mean, honestly, the best version of this team that we have all season. We talk about Detroit hardening them. We talk about Boston hardening them. Last night, It might be a recency bias, but that was the most hardening loss that any team could ever get, with an opportunity still to go out and change it. Change the narrative, win the series, Knicks in 7, get it done.
That's my guy, Big Zuwop from the Bando, big time Knicks fan on the Fan, producing the show tonight. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Aaron and Woodmere on the Fan. What are you thinking about, Aaron?
How you doing, Keith? First time, long time.
Thanks. Ding, ding, ding.
First of all, let's go Yankees. That's just get that out of the way.
Yeah, they went. They're already gone. They're going to Colorado.
We winning. Vivas.
Viva.
Okay, and
your bit Vivas.
Regarding the Knickerbockers, I mean, that might have been the worst loss in.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All of sports history last night. And, you know, that shot by Halliburton going off the back rim, bouncing 50 feet.
It's like worse than 28-3 in the Super Bowl.
Oh, my Lord.
It's game one. It's game one. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I gotta jump in. It didn't eliminate anything. It didn't award them a chip or anything. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. It's game one. It's definitely one of the worst losses in New York sports history, one of the worst collapses, but the Knicks can still win the series, have the last laugh, turn Halliburton into a T-shirt, make this just a chapter in the championship DVD.
Wouldn't that be fun? But at this point, the series may be over, and I'm thinking maybe we go out and get Russell Westbrook this offseason.
Yeah, Aaron, you my man and all, but I gotta get you.
Hold up.
What?
I mean, listen.
Russell Westbrook is on my screen right now because they're going through the Oklahoma City Thunder's MVPs. Him, KD, now SGA. What? Wow. Wasn't it like 4 years ago that we thought about Westbrook to the Knicks? Now? Why? Why is that in y'all head?
No.
Somebody called me last week when they lost to the Celtics on Saturday, and they're like, oh, well, we might as well pack it up and go get Giannis. Why do y'all do that? My whole open was about, like, belief now and trusting these guys now and knowing it's a series. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I mean, and also, like, I know it's a recency bias game. That's just life, right? Recency bias. This probably is right there with the worst losses in Knicks history and worst losses in New York sports history. But to say this is the worst loss hands down
in sports history?
What?
No.
Bro, the Red Sox literally had one out to get to end the curse. The curse. The curse. When we talk about curses, that's the curse. They had a chance and the Mets rallied. The Mets rallied and beat them in the World Series, bro. Think about that. That's a terrible loss.
Yeah.
And I love that game, by the way.
Amazing game.
Shout out Bill Buckner.
Yeah, he had to hide. None of the Knicks have to go into hiding. I immediately thought of 28-3. Atlanta Falcons. I was on the radio 92.9 The Game in Atlanta last night doing a guest appearance. And, you know, they had to live with that. They're still living with that, still dealing with that. Like, in the Super Bowl, this isn't the finals, and this didn't eliminate you. Let's rein it in, folks. 888-808-1019. Josh is in the Bronx on the Fan. What's up, Josh?
I'm telling you, there's something about that number two. In 1996, right? Andy Pettitte, right? Started game two. I mean, like, Joe Torre always started Andy Pettitte in game two. Shout out to Deuce McBride, number two. I'm telling you, game two, New York. Let's go, New York. Go, New York. Thank you, Keith. Take it away.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I don't know, I'll try and finish your thought. Yeah, we thought the Yankees were about to get swept in 96, right? And then they started rolling, and they're World Series champions. That started it, right? That started those five that I was alive for. And Deuce McBride, Deuce, number two, game two. He might have to come off the bench and hit a few threes, and the Knicks bench is going to have to play a role. That's another thing, too, and Zoo and I were just talking about this. You know what got hijacked today? The fact that the Knicks actually played their best game in this playoffs, where they look good. That's why I said they were hooping. They were balling. Like, they look really good for 46 minutes. And you hear them talk about playing a full 48. We got to play a full 48 minutes. They played a really good 46 minutes. And they took their foot off the gas, and they got run through the tape. Job's not finished. But now your antennas are up. Now you're on high alert. Now you go into this next game knowing, yo, we're better than them. We can have our way with them. And we got to put our foot on the throat. We got to kill them. We got to make sure they're down. Because this is what they do. This is how they play. They can steal games late. So we can't get comfortable. We can't fall into the pomp and circumstance of the Garden, New York City. Now I think the Knicks going through this and seeing how quickly the national media, and even, like, you know, they had a video circulating of Draymond and Chuck and Kenny and these guys, like, celebrating the Pacers coming back in the Garden. I'm like, damn, y'all some haters. I'm a Net fan and I'm not a hater like that. It just shows you, like, the rest of the world hates the Knicks, even though the Knicks have never really given them a reason to hate. Hate the Warriors. You know what I'm saying? Hate the Bulls. Hate teams that had success and won. Hate LeBron for winning. The Lakers. The Knicks haven't won, but y'all don't want to see them prosper at all. The hate is at a high level. You know why? Because they're jealous. What other scene can look like it looked like after Game 6? Even Philadelphia after the Super Bowl? Nah. But that's what it is. They're jealous that it's like, yo, y'all live in New York, and now this team represents the city the right way, and y'all can party like that and do all that. We saw y'all little Subway Series, too. Y'all got it. New York is shining. We don't want that, though. We want to humble you. We don't want to see you partying in the streets. We don't want to see you happy. We want to see you miserable, because that's what we're used to.
It kind of kills that narrative for most of the rest of the country that, you know what, oh, New York really isn't that great. Oh, look at New York. New York sucks in reality. New York is terrible. Oh, they're trash. Not even just at sports, just in general, right? That's the narrative around New York. And then all of a sudden, New Yorkers stand up with a little bit of pride. They say, you know what, we actually got something here. We got something that's showing off who we really are. And you know what? Everybody all of a sudden starts to feel that ooh, whoa, wait, they're standing up to us? How dare you stand up to us? Nah. Last night was fun. Last night was a punch. It ain't going to be like that going forward. This city's got too much pride.
Ray in Brooklyn. See what Ray's thinking tonight. What's up, Ray?
Yo, Keith, I'm thinking a whole lot of things, my G. What's up? But you know what? Big shout out to Zoo Behind the Glass, and you too, bro, because you're not a Knicks fan and you remain objective and positive. I told you that last time, man. That does not, you know, fly under the radar. Greatly, you know, we greatly appreciate that as Knicks fans, bro. But yeah, so like as far as let me say something about the Yankees real quick. Yo, remember when I called you a few weeks back? Everybody was panicking. I told Yankees fans, look, let me calm y'all down, walk y'all off the bridge. As long as, you know, knock on wood, Aaron Judge doesn't get hurt, this team is going to bounce back. They're going to be resilient, and they're going to be in the playoffs one way or the other, and probably win the AL East, and, you know, knock on wood, probably be in the World Series. This team, and I gave you a stat back then, Keith, they had the best run differential. That was a couple of weeks ago. Now they're just expanding on that. They have a 95. Plus 95, the second closest team is Detroit, who has the best record in the league, and it's an 85. The Mets, the Dodgers, the Phillies, no one is even close. They're in the 40s, the 50s. This Yankee team is serious. Don't let the injuries that occurred prior to the season fool you. We're going to get Jazz back, and we're going to be off and running. We're going to be back in that spot we were last year, and Judge is going to knock that door down.
Mm.
So I just wanted to say that about the Yanks. You know, that's family for us, man, the Yanks. So all you Yankee fans out there, you already know. Stick your chest out, man. We're not in second place like that other team. As far as the Knicks, look, listen, Keith, I've never been I would say I'm over it, but I was never under it. What they did was piss me off. You know what I'm saying? Especially that clown Halliburton, who was, who's talking tough against the Knicks D-League team last year when the Knicks were on the verge of going up 3-0 in Indy, you know what I'm saying, before OG got hurt with 30 on that at the half. Like, this guy's always premature, and they don't – the Knicks are capable of playing their style. Even when people doubted last year, when we didn't have Cat and we didn't supposed to have a great offensive team, we were beating them. We're versatile. We have the versatility, you know, to lock down on defense when we need to with Mitch and the double bigs, and we can play their game. We outplayed them for 95% of that game, playing their style. We did it last year with a less offensive-minded team. We can continue to do that. They only have one way to play. And once we start imposing our will, and trust me, our psycho captain, Jalen Brunson, is going to start imposing his will. The guy had a quiet 43, Keith, and, you know, people want to kill him. He has 7 turnovers, but the same people who want to talk about Brunson being a flopper, you know what they do? They kiss Luka's fat ass. Joel Embiid's unconditioned floppy self. You know, why does Jalen Brunson get all this? And he hardly turns the ball over. The guy was averaging 2.3 turnovers in the playoffs with the highest usage rate. So by far, he's the most efficient person when it comes to turnovers in the playoffs. So the guy's entitled to have one game where he has a Luka Doncic kind of game with 7 turnovers. I'm never turning my back on the captain of the Knicks. Like, I'll never turn my my back on the captain of the Yankees.
Thanks for the call, Ray. We're up against it. It's 8:45. The Western Conference Finals Game 2 just started. I'll respond to everything that you said after this quick break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. It's a rainy night in New York City. The Knicks are not playing, but it's okay. Fret not. My guy Ray in Brooklyn called. He said a lot. You know, and he started off talking about, hey, you know, you've been objective. We know you're not a Knicks fan, but you're holding it down. That's my job. That is my duty. Like I said, I'm a solo host. There's not four people in here. We can't split the room and have one Knicks fan or one Net fan or whatever. And even if, you know, I was on the radio with other hosts, like, I'm just keep it real with y'all. I just think it's corny to be hating right now. I can't do it. I don't have that in my heart. I know how to read the room, you know. I grew up DJing from age 15 to 27 consistently, going into rooms that I had no idea what they would be like and having to play music for people. And a lot of times I would come in with my own thoughts and agenda of, oh, yeah, I'm going to play some hip-hop in here. I'm going to play some old school in here. I'm going to play some rock in here. I'm going to play some EDM in here. I'm only going to play some, you know, top 40 pop music in here. And I learned how to read the room. If you read the room, New York, it's a Knicks town. The Knicks energy is higher than it's ever been. And you got to play to that. 888-808-1019. Now, you know, it's Memorial Day weekend. Speaking of DJing, you know, we're going to definitely talk about DJs as the kickoff the summer goes on down at DJs. I heard Loogie talking about, you know, his time at DJs. My jersey somewhere in the rafters says, you know, DJs VIP card 2011 to 2013. That was my time down there. You know, bring a couple baddies in, take a couple baddies out. My mom had a crib up the hill. Take a Uber. It wasn't even Uber back then. Take Shore Cab. You know, Neptune had a taxi. I forget the taxi. Take a taxi home, 10 minutes home. Those were the days. We'll definitely talk about the Jersey Shore and the summer and everything that's coming up as Memorial Day weekend is like the official kickoff to summer. For people that live in the Shore area, it was always like, yo, Memorial Day weekend, MD Dubs, MDW, what are you doing? What are you doing? I'll be down there tomorrow. But also Memorial Day weekend is that first like checkpoint, that flagpole, that tent pole, whatever you call it for baseball, right? If you're a baseball fan, they always say, it's early. It's April. It's only May. But then when you get to Memorial Day weekend, it's like, hey, now it's time to actually assess and look at some things. And we have enough games and at-bats and stats to be like, this is a problem. This is going good. And, you know, when we're talking about the Yankees, man, I just have had a lot of fun watching the Yankees this month and these last couple series that they've won in a row, beating the Padres, beating the A's, beating the Mariners, stepping right up and beating the Mets, and then sweeping the Rangers before they go on this West Coast trip. And then I don't think they have another West Coast trip for the rest of the season. So all is good in Yankee land. And Ray was talking about, you know, don't worry about the injuries. Man, I wish we had Gerrit Cole. But I feel like Gerrit Cole is with the team behind the scenes helping Matt Blake, and they're working. Because look at the pitching. Look what you're getting out of Will Warren. He's got the most strikeouts. For a rookie, he's turned a corner fast. Carlos Rodon has the most strikeouts, I believe, in baseball. Looking like an ace all of a sudden. Looking like a return on investment. ROI, like the guy that we paid for. And these young guys playing their part. From Ben Rice to Yorby Vivas to Peraza. Will Warren, I mentioned. Even Volpe figuring it out, right? He might have a couple bad at-bats, but then he'll come through and we just need some more consistency. But you give him grace because he's young. You give Austin Wells some grace. And I know, you know, people now are looking at Austin Wells about, hey, he hasn't been as solid as he started. There's ebbs and flows. Maybe they blow out the Rockies and they put Ben Rice behind the plate. The Yankees are doing what they got to do right now. The Mets have a lot to do coming up this next homestand and this Memorial Day weekend. They have a fan base that needs to rally. They need a good showing out of them to feel good about their record and their standing and the payroll and the guys on this team. And obviously Juan Soto, right? Juan Soto needs to have a great homestand against the Dodgers. Be the difference against the World Series champs. Here's the team that knocked you out last year in the NLCS coming back to your building. Take two out of three, maybe sweep them. The Dodgers haven't been almighty. They lost to the Anaheim Angels and got swept. Right, the Diamondbacks, they barely got a game off the Diamondbacks. And the Angels, I don't know what the Angels are on right now. The Angels swept the Athletics after sweeping the Dodgers. So not your same A's out there in, or not your same Angels out there in the Big A. But yeah, the White Sox, you get three games against the White Sox and then the Rockies come to town. The Mets should get fat on these teams. They play well at home, and this is it. If Juan Soto is not smacking home runs, driving the ball, taking the bat off his shoulder against the Dodgers, and then leading into a series against two of the worst teams in the history of baseball, then I don't know what to tell you. And then, you know, to bring it back to the Knicks before we get to 9 o'clock and go to another break here, 888-808-1019. We're racking up the calls, and I'm going to hit them. We're going to get to everybody. You know, Halliburton is a marked man now, if he wasn't already. Throwing up the choke like he did and barely getting out of there alive. And, you know, now they're going to have an agenda to stop him and an agenda to not let the Pacers win and to flip that into a meme, right? Not to get eliminated by them and let that first game be the difference in the series. Brunson is the captain of the team for a reason. He's going to lead. He's going to be clutch. He's going to be the best player on the floor. He had 43 points in that first game. He knows where he can go. He knows where he can get off. Now, we'll see how it's officiated. We'll see how they call fouls on him. We'll see, you know, both sides. How many fouls he racks up. Will they give him the whistle? Will they not? But again, I say belief is needed now. You've gotten this far. You don't know when you're going to get back, Knicks fans. You don't know when you're going to be back in the Eastern Conference Finals. So don't quit now, right? Everything happens for a reason. Embarrass yourself. It builds character. An all-time bad loss. But what if they don't lose but another game? What if it's Knicks in six? 888-808-1019. You'll forget about that. You'll laugh about that. Yo, remember when Halliburton threw the choke up and he had his foot on the line and then they ended up losing the series and the Knicks went on to the finals? The finals. Yes. The NBA finals could be back in New York. Keith McPherson on The Fan in New York. Can't wait to talk to you. We got a full rack of calls, but I'll get rid of them, and we'll get everybody on. We're talking about the Knicks, of course. We're talking about the Yankees. We're going to start talking about the Mets as well. I'm just trying to entertain some people, have some conversations, break you guys out of this funk, man. It is good to still be alive. The Knicks are one of four NBA teams still alive. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.